My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Speaking of being at games, who was at the X on Sunday for Commanders Giants? I want to know if you noticed anything different about the stadium. 800-636-1067. Here's what I got for you, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
I'd already been to a preseason game, so I had seen a lot of the changes at the stadium. I'd taken a big tour. What's very noticeable for me walking from where I park to where I sit, new floors almost everywhere, new paint on most walls, new carpets on a lot of floors, and new cool designs and paint jobs and things to decorate and spruce the place up. Like, mm-hmm. A lot of that controllable, let's throw some money and then some elbow grease on some things and see where it gets us. But I'm just curious, as a fan, did you get in more efficiently? Was the food warmer? Did it taste better? Like, what did you guys experience as they continue to spend a lot of money?
On the TV copy, I would say it looked better. Everything about it. Like, obviously, people were in seats at kickoff, which is a rarity around these parts. In terms of fans, people were engaged. It seemed excited. The general noise level seemed to be pretty solid. Felt like folks were having a good time.
I also think that the audio in stadium was way better in terms of the PA. I'd be curious to hear from people on that, because Darius, you were at the game, so maybe you could answer this too. Any seat that you have is going to be a little different than everybody else's vantage point. But my experience now, having been there for a concert at the end of the summer, and having been there for two football games, is that they have largely fixed whatever issues they were having with a lot of the old speakers, which they've replaced so many of, and a lot of the old stuff. Like the PA, it's a 4-yard gain, bringing up 2nd and 6 for Philadelphia. Like, that sounds way better. What was your experience like? You were in the crowd, Darius.
Yeah, I agree. The PA definitely was some of the cleanest of the audio situation that we had. There was the halftime performance there from Wale that I didn't think the audio was all that clear. I was down behind the Giants bench in the second, third row behind the Giants bench. Not that that's a flex or anything. And
it's a little bit of a flex.
And I don't know. The music audio didn't come through very clear to me. The music itself, but not the lyrics.
I wonder if that's a concert thing.
Yeah, or, yeah.
I mean, how did the stuff that football related through the microphones sound?
That's all that mattered to me, and all that sounded good.
That was a big complaint last year, so that's something I'm actually really curious about. Let's go to Will in Stafford on G&D. Hey, Will.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
We got my buddies and I got season tickets in 132 in the end zone, about 15 rows up from the goalpost, and the audio was great. I could finally hear the referees clearly. That was a big thing last year. You can never hear the refs call. Audio was excellent. Taking out the end zone bar and opening that area in the end zone cuts down on traffic a little bit down there. Getting in the stadium, the scanners are updated, so going through scanning and everything, it was a much smoother transition. And,
did they use the new technology where you entered in terms of scanning your ticket, or was it the same as last year in terms of how you got in?
No, I used new technology on my app. Just pulled it up, scans in. They got new coolers. You walk up there with your gold, you know, if you're a gold member, you just put it on there. You get 50% off food and non-alcoholic drink. You just grab it out of the cooler. You're good to go.
So those speed shops, so to speak, thanks for the call, they're everywhere. This is not something they created, but they added a ton of them. That should have been there, as far as I'm concerned, like 5 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, you see, if you know, at Capital One, it's almost like a, there's like a small fence or like a little railing with an entrance, and you walk in, grab your Miller Lite, and walk out, and that's it.
Grab and go.
Yeah.
I've done that at Fred Nat's games for a few years. The idea that that wasn't ubiquitous everywhere in that stadium just to get people there, you could do food. You could do a quick food fair there, like grab and go, chicken tenders, fries, whatever, but it's also, it's beer, it's soda, it's water, it's chips. That to me is a no-brainer, I would say. Are you comfortable with how some people can now get into stadiums? I've done this over at Nats Park, where it's almost like signing up for Clear at an airport or something, but you just walk up through your MLB Ballpark app, and almost like your phone opening with your face. You don't have to take your phone out of your pocket. You walk up, there's a little camera.
It knows you.
You stand in front of it, it sees your face, and it goes, Danny, you and your three guests can walk in.
Welcome, yeah.
You cool with that, or are you gonna stay away from that for a little while?
Well, I mean, I'm fine with whatever. What I need is for the thing that's supposed to be faster to actually be faster. And I find a lot of times where it's like, all you have to do is download the app with the updated app, and then app, as long as you're able to log in, and with the, even if the login's not working, log in here and show it this way with the QR code. Now it's not faster. Everybody's waiting for people fiddling with their phone. So sometimes it's faster. Sometimes you actually just have a ticket and you could scan it much quicker.
I think that parking to that point was more arduous for me this week than it normally is. A lot of weeks in the past, they have not actually scanned the parking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure some people will just get a screen grab and, you know, park illegally or whatever. They want to cut down on that. So they try to actually scan your QR code when you go in to park. But it took me longer to creep down. Getting to the boulevard to go into the stadium, Garrett A. Morgan Boulevard, took no time at all. To creep down like the half mile into the parking lot took like 30 minutes. Basically, as long as it took me to get from almost like Lorton to that turn-in. And so overall, it took a little longer.
Tough.
But, I mean, I was there, you know, right around 11. I was still up in the press box and got to my seat by 11:45 or so. So it like wasn't the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm closer to kickoff and it's 12:25 and I'm not parking till like 1:04 and I miss kick because of that, I'd have been a salty character.
I agree with you. Yeah, that's tough.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.